As you set out to explore and have a great time this summer in Minnesota, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of them. Now, why is this little fact important? It's because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. And isn't that exactly what you want? Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason, to match your specific situation, including your zip code, with the absolute best insurance company for you. They do all the work. This is done for you every single year too, because your specific situation may change. It's also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind and knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Visit thecanopygroup.com today. That's thecanopygroup.com.
There's a right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
All right, Des, you have to be mature today.
Oh,
you cannot.
Me, Mr. Laffy Taffy.
You need to get it together, lady. You are embarrassing us and our reputation. Right, Crisco?
You are dragging us into the mud.
That's right. I am a mother.
Act like one. Okay?
Yeah. Really mature yesterday.
Like, I was just going to try to forget what happened yesterday and just move forward.
Well, I will say this. If you're listening today, it means you still like us. So we haven't alienated everybody.
Or you just have to see what happens next.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm upset that nobody sent in shirt ideas for the state fair we talked about today with that shirt idea.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, by the way, you can always email us if you have an idea for our state fair shirt. What should be on the shirt? I love someone said, you have to have Wrangler butts drive me nuts.
I haven't pulled that one out in a while.
Someone also said, what about donut butts drive me nuts?
Mm. Oh, that's a state fair shirt.
If you have a donut butt, a donut butt.
Mini donut butts, because it's the mini donuts there.
There you go.
Oh, that's perfect.
You really pieced it together for us.
I like the bigger donuts myself.
Well, I know, but it's they're mini donuts there, is all I'm saying.
Well, we need to figure out a cool thing for our shirt. I just think it should be all show sayings, things that have been said on this show or podcast. We could do that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Not probably the podcast.
Why not?
Not for our shirt.
Someone also said, can we figure out a way to work in Crisco's sister?
Oh, Jesus.
You say her name and she's there.
Just sneaks up on you.
Give her a bone. God. Something.
Oh, I'm going to have to get the hose out again. Jeez, she's just so snarly.
Yeah, she does have to be a part of this.
Yeah, we have to figure out a way to get her in the shirt.
I am not going to be able to crack open a can of SpaghettiOs again.
I know.
You snap one open and it's got down. Those are my beefaronis. Stay away from them.
Gross.
No.
Beefaronis?
Haven't had those in a long time. I just saw them at the store.
What is a beefaroni?
I don't think they even know. To be fair.
Oh, you think it is actual horse food?
I think it might be. I can't confirm nor deny it.
Ha!
Let's just say that Jesse hisses when I did open it. She's like,
actual horse food.
I don't know.
My God.
Do they still make that?
Beefaroni? I don't know.
I don't know.
I get SpaghettiOs. I don't get a beefaroni.
He's like, that is embarrassing. I get SpaghettiOs. With meatballs.
Meatballs. Those are delicious, by the way.
I know you made us have them one time.
Yeah, good.
Other things people think that we should have on the shirt.
I know that it's like the adult thing to do is wear pants.
Jeez, coming in hot, big guy.
I'm sorry. You know that's what I do in pants.
Oh, or...
I don't like pants.
Okay.
I just can't stop. I don't like pants.
Yeah. I like that one.
Or this one.
Wingsfinancial.com/300checking. They're members of NCUA. Oh my gosh, I can't talk.
I just wish, Ryan, I wish so much you could have heard that frozen moment in time of her trying to do the next element and going... Oh, no.
And then I even screwed that up because I forgot to turn off my microphone.
Oh, that's sad. Poor Desers.
That was tough, you guys. And you know what's funny is I said the words, all the words that were supposed to be there. I just didn't put them in the right order.
It was like a jumbled
crossword. Remember, you ain't. And FDI, no, FDIC is for banks.
It was for a bank.
Oh my gosh, Desers. All right, well, we're going to work on
that. It's NCUA, okay? Just so you know.
I know. National Credit Union Association, yeah. I know. Yeah.
God, I forgot to write it down.
Shouted him like that. That's not nice.
Sorry, I get worked up.
So would you judge somebody by the restaurant they bring you to? This is what this woman does. She judges guys by their restaurant choice, and I think it reveals a lot about you. Let's hear what she has to say about it.
Applebee's. I immediately note that you're probably an alcoholic and are only here for the $1 Long Island iced teas. Mm-hmm. I'm ecstatic. We get blocked out, hook up, and probably never speak again. Olive Garden. It's clear that you tried to make an effort to pick the most romantic out of the options that you had. Also says that you're not real picky about the food as long as it has butter and calories in it. I agree. Unfortunately, it doesn't make up for the fact that you're not Italian, because a real Italian wouldn't take me here. Chili's. You immediately win. I know that you're a man of taste, culture, and style. And if you bring up the 2 for $25, we might actually have a future together. Buffalo Wild Wings. I applaud you for not feeling threatened by the look of me eating wings.
No, Chili's is a win for
Why
her?
Is that the classiest one, huh?
Oh, what?
Of the four of them, Olive Garden is the win.
Totally.
That's more of a date night.
Yes.
But I'm not going to lie. When I used to go out with guys, I would be very judgy about where they took me.
So what would say to you, this is just, we have no future?
Any place that was... like a chain, probably.
A chain.
Oh,
because,
a chain.
But it's because it'd been different if I lived in the suburbs, I bet. But I lived downtown Minneapolis, so it was always near me. So it would always be some cute little restaurant normally, or a little place to grab a drink.
I had my go-to.
Did you?
Brought them all to the same place.
Oh, you little
it
slayer.
Worked every time.
Yeah.
Chino Latino's.
Oh, God. Yeah, I went on so many dates there.
Oh, it was.
I even dated the bartender for a second. Anyway, continue.
Who can be upset when you take them to Chino Latino's and then the best part is you ordered the dessert?
Yes.
What is it?
The hot monkey love.
Hot monkey love.
Yes, it was so
it's
great.
It's a funny way to be like, you want some hot monkey love?
And they'll
look
what?
At you like, I just met you.
Just kidding.
I think we can have it, can't we?
Yeah, it's here.
And they went, what? The dessert. And then they're super uncomfortable. It was the best.
It was the best. Or if things did take a good turn, they'd be like, absolutely. You'd be
yes.
Like, okay, check please.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Hot what? Monkey love. So what they do is they take a Snickers candy bar, heat it up, put it in the middle of a plate with two giant scoops of ice cream on either side to make it look like a wiener.
A wiener. And it's a deep fried Snickers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it's hot and gooey.
Hot
and,
monkey love.
Oh, okay. God, it was so good. But my other favorite at Chino was when you'd get the s'mores platter and there was fire in the middle and then you'd roast your little s'more.
Yes.
And you'd put, it was so good.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, maybe that's my mistake, is bringing people to chain restaurants.
That's probably what it
that's
is.
That's probably the biggest mistake. I mean, who would have thought with all the love Jez has for Applebee's later on in life that she would have been so picky?
That's a very sensible choice once you're married.
So
or
true.
For that late night happy hour. Oh, me and my girls used to go. Me and Julie used to go to the Applebee's starting at 9 and get dollar beers, half price apps, like every other night.
What a moron. I should have just looked for the restaurants with candy bar shaped wiener desserts.
Duh.
Well, it's all about what you're after, pal. I don't think that, again, is a really good one for you.
I would have loved it. I know that's not my target audience, but I would have been there like, I will take your largest hot monkey love, please.
Please, 3 hot monkey loves right over here.
I might have brought a couple different tables I wasn't prepared for over, but I would have been super excited.
Well, and you know, because it's a Thai fusion restaurant, their t-shirts always said, want a Bangkok on the back?
Uh-huh. Or it said...
I still would have gone through with it.
P-H.
Phuket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, it said that.
P-H.
Well, the
she
way...
She all of a sudden forgot how to spell it.
No, I didn't want to say, because it's you say it the bad way.
Yeah.
Like, bleep it.
P-H.
That's how... It's like, fuh.
What?
Bucket.
Fuh bucket.
Did you just have a stroke?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Fuh.
It didn't say Phuket, is what I'm saying.
That's what it says. That's how you say it.
What? With a P-H.
Will you explain it to me a little bit more? I don't get it.
The city is P-H-U-K-E-T, Phuket.
That's no Holy Sun.
That's how you say it.
That's not how they said it. Uh-oh, maybe that's how they were trying to introduce me to the hot monkey. Oh, did you? you ever have their queso fundido?
Yeah, okay. We're not talking about the whole menu, Des. Good Lord.
So sad that they're closed.
Okay.
This podcast.
They're closed?
Is the menu breakdown. Yeah, they closed.
It closed like a couple months ago. It went down in the
pit.
That's why I'm going down this memory lane. Did you ever have the wasabi balls?
Oh, no, he still meant don't go for it. Just balls of wasabi?
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Yes, they closed down.
No.
It was a huge deal. I swear we talked about it. This is like, don't cry. Don't.
Permanently closed.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Buddy.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, I'm so sorry.
More hot monkey love for you two.
I'm
rest
so
in peace,
sorry.
Chino Latino.
Bucket with Vaughn. A PH. That's exactly what I want to say.
Bucket with a PH.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, moving on. Now that we've destroyed that. Jeez.
I don't know how we recover.
This is a awkward moment. Now imagine if Taylor, your husband, were to send your mother a picture of his rock hard wiener.
His hot monkey love.
Yeah. How do you think Vicky Joe would handle that?
Oh, gosh.
Let's say you're all together.
Uh-huh.
It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends you a D-pic, but accidentally sends it to Vickers. And she gets his rock hard guy right on her phone.
I imagine my mother would try to pretend that she didn't get it and delete it immediately.
Taylor knows. She knows.
Everybody knows.
Oh, she starts dressing a little more scantily clad around.
Yeah, it's like, you were always my favorite, T-Bone.
Oh.
starts just getting all crazy, like, hey, T-Bone.
Oh, God. Well, here's what happened. So I get a text today at work from my wife talking about how the kitchen TV is showing family photos as a screensaver. And at the time, he didn't think anything of it and just continued on with my day at work. 30 minutes later, all hell broke loose. My wife calls me and screams at me that my mother-in-law was washing dishes when a picture of my very hard wiener shows up on the screen next to her. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I send my wife sexy pics, he says, I tend to close crop them for effect.
Oh,
so she got an eyeful of about 3 feet of wiener.
Jeez.
I immediately start cry laughing. I'm one of those people with a really dark sense of humor. My wife is not amused.
Mm.
And all I can think to say is, well, it's not like she's never seen one before.
Oh, God.
How do you think you were made?
Oh.
Yeah, wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was screaming at him. His mother-in-law didn't take it the same way. So then he gets home and the kids have no idea.
Well, I hope
and
not.
So they're acting like everything is normal, right?
Oh, remember when Dad sent a D-pic to Grandma? I mean, that's normal.
So I get home just before dinner and it's super awkward. Everyone's quiet. And casually he turns to his mother-in-law and said, so how was your day?
Anything interesting pop up?
Yeah. Can you exactly. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh, I would die.
Oh, if I did that to Bim, oh my God.
My gosh.
I'd never go to Canada again.
No, I wouldn't. You'd be kicked out of Canada.
Yeah. What a Bim rod.
Yeah.
Jeez, Nimrod, Minnesota. Maybe, it was a long stretch.
Maybe Bim's buns would be interested.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she's interested in anything I have. No.
Your father-in-law would not be horny for it.
Horny.
You know what, Ryan? I'm not real horny for your wiener pictures.
I don't know what you're sending that to us for.
What about your girlfriend's mom? What would she think?
I get it.
I can't.
No, I get it. I like that you yell, I can't, but you do it all the time.
It just comes out.
Yeah.
But seriously,
like
what would they
say? Your apartment building over and over and over again in the 90s.
But like, what would your girlfriend say?
Girlfriend's mother. Obviously, when you send her the D-pic.
Well, she's dead, Des. Thanks for bringing that up.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. And wouldn't you be just feeling awful?
It's really stupid.
You're really stupid.
Oh, too.
God.
All right, fine, I guess.
Come on, lottery ticket.
What about your ex-mother-in-law?
Oh, she was the worst.
What would she have said? I'm actually curious.
She would have said, wow, it's that big?
There you go. You could have just done that from the beginning.
Done that.
Oh.
Wow. Well, here we go from here. She would have said... Well, that was sweet.
Finally, you did it. Jeez.
Yes, you've embraced it.
Okay, so what is your boiling point? Because for this woman, it was a fast food place not mixing the three slushies per her request.
How stupid is this?
This is a thing.
She walks into the fast food place, right? She says, okay, so I see you have three different flavors of slushie. Go ahead and mix the three of them for me. I want that. And they said, man, we can't. We're not that crazy here. Okay, we can't do that. So they refuse to do it for her. And she says, well, then I'm going to come back behind the counter and I'm going to do it myself. And they said, ma'am, you can't do that. This now becomes a thing. She starts getting angry and saying, it is not that hard to do. And they said, this is not a thing. So she starts going back and she grabs a cup and she tries to go make her own slushie. Then she goes and gets belligerent. She goes and gets ice and she starts making her own thing. Then she goes to do it. This lady who's like 55 years old, just working at this fast food restaurant, has to start getting in a fist fight with this woman until she has to drag her down and get her arrested. All over a stupid slushie because she wants to try all three flavors at one time.
Just be a normal human being and pick one.
Could you imagine being drug out of a fast food place because of anything?
What is it about fast food places that just draws in the worst of humanity? Why? Why is it?
I just don't get it.
It always happens at gas stations and, you know, fast food places.
Yeah, I think they want they expect everything. Happens a lot in drive-thrus.
Yes.
Where they freak the F out.
Yeah.
But like what went into your mind that day where you're like, I am getting myself a slushie. And if it doesn't go exactly how I want it, I will get in a fist fight. And to do it, and now you're being led out in this place, and she's threatening the woman. She goes, you have no idea the hell you brought onto yourself.
Oh, my God.
Now you're threatening her as you're being cuffed and dragged out of the store.
Oh, I mean, and for that person, is that not a low point in your life?
Oh,
where you go,
so.
This is what my life's been reduced to.
See,
cool.
And you know me. I am a pot stirrer, so I would have then taken a cup and filled it with three different kinds of icing and had myself a sip. Have a good day, ma'am. This is just refreshing. You're right.
I think she's on the drugs.
You think she's on the drugs?
She has to be. You don't do that.
What kind of drugs?
Oh, the crack.
She ate crack?
She was on the crack.
The meth. I don't think the weed would. Oh, man. She could have the munchies.
Yeah, but you don't want a slushy after you've had the weed.
You might be real
thirsty.
You don't have the munchies and go for a drink, though.
Don't you get like a dry mouth?
I mean, that's cotton mouth, yeah.
Yeah, see? But totally. Like, so... that's it. She already swung by Taco Bell, and she got herself a chalupa and
God.
A seven-layer burrito.
Ugh, yuck. Gross.
I don't know. Now I can't think of any other things.
I'm going to quench your thirst on a slushie.
Yeah, on a delicious slushie. Anyone interested in buying the Manson murder house? Anyone?
Yeah, anybody up for that?
Who would want that?
I know. It's a beautiful home, though. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
but
it's gorgeous.
You know what? I don't really want to live in a place where murder was committed. I'm not interested in anything with that. No.
I mean, the pool is probably the most beautiful part of it. That's where it happened.
Yeah. That's where the murder. Why are you whispering?
I don't want to be tainted.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sold the house. Yes, it's already gone.
Someone bought it?
Somebody bought it.
Why would you buy it? Oh, you know what? It's some creepy effer who wants to have a house like that.
Yeah.
$2.2 million.
Yuck.
They paid around $1.8 million. They wanted $2.2 million, so they got a $400,000 deal on this death house.
Disgusting.
Isn't it in the Hollywood Hills? Like, it's a lovely location. Yeah. Great view.
Yeah, it's killer, Des.
It's super
killer.
Hey, now.
It's killer.
Oh, what? Just the vibes of that place. You couldn't sage that enough.
Mm-mm. No way.
Oh, man. Could you imagine? So come back here. This is Charles Manson's pool. It's right back here.
Yuck.
Oh, gross.
No, thanks. Imagine the Dahmer house. Didn't they bulldoze that thing?
They did. I think you have to. Even like rebuilding there, you're like, yeah, this was a footprint of where murders happened.
What about like when we saw the movie? The
Conjuring
3, that house. Could you imagine? It's all good. We got rid of all the satanic things that invoked the devil. It's fine. You're good.
Yeah, no. Come on in.
What?
No, it's still laid on the ground here.
Yuck.
No,
never. Freaking way. That's why anytime I've ever bought a place, I've always had a good psychic approval.
Yeah, that's true.
Want them to like do a thorough little check, make sure there's no creepy, weird stuff. They pick up those vibes.
Well, yeah.
Do you get any vibes? Anything? You feeling anything?
Anything.
Nope.
Because people could have died there and that would be fine as long as they didn't leave anything there, you know?
I mean, I only had one creepy experience where there was one little ghost, child. It was a kid who was angry that we weren't playing with him and he slammed all the doors at the same time. That gave me full body goosebumps. Oh, and then once it was cleared out, she made him leave and it was over.
And had you already bought the house? You already lived there?
Okay. It was Apple Valley.
Yeah, I knew it was there, but I wasn't sure. I was like, gosh, and you still bought it?
Yeah. Well, no, I had checked in to make sure it was still not, you know, creepy.
Yeah.
It was just a kid who wanted to play, apparently.
He was like, I thought these new owners were going to have kids.
Yeah.
I am ticked.
Nothing. And every door slammed shut in the basement, all of them at the same time. One, two, three, four. Boom! You would have peed yourself.
Yeah, I'm about to now.
Oh, my God. I stood there. Just full body goosebumps, and she's kneeling down on the floor in front of all these rooms, kneeling down and sending him to the light or whatever she did. Gosh. Yeah. Ugh.
Oh my God. That just made me like,
and to people who think, oh, you got scammed. She's a friend. She didn't charge me for this.
Right.
So there's no reason to put on a show
for
the naysayers who want to jump all over that. That was not the case.
How would she make all the doors close at one time?
Well,
come on.
I'm sure they could figure out a way, but yeah. Anyway, so that's all.
Jeez, I'm creeped out now.
I know. And on that note, I think you've got to head home. I think she's probably hungry, don't you think?
Oh, she's got to. No.
Buddy, you got to get home.
No.
She needs to go.
God, that's my Danish. God, get out of here.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite podcasts that are locally made, like ours, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards. It's all at PodMN.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.